Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, Pete.
How's it going? Wait, I want to say like, share, comment on our podcast. Help us grow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to take care of housekeeping first. That is what I meant to say. That's why I was like, anyway, you're right. We probably have things to say. We would really like to see and hear from you on our Instagram page at Spiritual Graffiti Pod. And yeah.
Yeah, give us ideas.
We want to hear from people, even if it's like, you know, yeah, just
negative feedback. Or whatever,
but yeah, no. We don't want to hear any. I mean, no, we do want haters, actually. Yeah. I feel like that's the
haters help.
That's like a good sign, having haters. And maybe we like, never mind. Anyway, there was something else besides this, though. Oh, I think we're going to start having guests back on here in the next, like, couple weeks. So, we have some people. We have some interviews scheduled with people that I think will be really cool. And, I kind of miss doing that.
Yeah, we're going to have we're going to have the deaf guy on.
The deaf guy. Is that what we're calling him? I feel like that's not fair.
I mean, yeah, he's a hospice guy.
He's a hospice nurse.
Jonathan.
Who's going to talk to us about death and dying. And I think he has some like rituals and things like that, that we'll get into.
And the Kundalini sex energy healer that I had a session with. I'm excited to talk about that.
Yeah. See, now that you mention it, I kind of do want to talk about that part.
Why?
I don't want to give it all away, 'cause obviously we're going to talk to this like Kundalini healer. But I don't know. Now you sound embarrassed and shy, and so I'm gonna
talk. I'm not. I mean, I'm open for anything. I just, you know, whatever. No, I had a session with this lady. What was it, last Sunday? She was offering like a giveaway, and I guess I won the giveaway. And we had a session together, and one thing led to another. I don't know. You know?
Okay.
But it was really good. It feels like I feel like, I don't know, like I do a lot of like tantric breathing every day. I do kind of like the same practice. And I've kind of, I shared that practice with you. Like I just basically breathe like my sexual energy through my body. And there's like three or four exercises that I kind of practice every day.
Yeah.
So
it's like a cool breathing technique. Like even if it's not like, even if your goal isn't like sex magic, quote unquote, like I just think I think sometimes those like breathing, like meditations are like, obviously during like regular meditation, you're going to focus on your breath, but this is like way more, I don't know, engaging that, like your breath, you know. I just think that's an interesting aspect to it that really does kind of, I don't know, it just brings a lot of awareness to like your physical body and how it's all sort of connected. And I don't know anything about it really, but I found it pretty moving, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like if anything, it lets you be aware of your body. And then like when you're aware of yourself, it feels like, you know, I think a big issue people have is like their own like sovereignty and their like own like influences from like, whether it's their relationships, their environment, the collective consciousness, you know, like, so like if you're at least aware of yourself, you can kind of feel through things and see when things are you and see when things are from some other source.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's like a big thing for me. I think that's something I've been kind of focused on for myself lately, because I guess it's always been kind of hard for me to tell. Like I think I'm way too open to other people's like energies, and I wouldn't say influenced necessarily, but it's kind of, this all works on a subconscious level for me, I think, where I just, like, if I'm around people the wrong kinds of people, I can, just like take on a lot of maybe negativity or just like whatever their shit is without realizing it. And then I'll have to sit there and be like, what's wrong with me? Like, why do I feel so off? And you're exactly right. Like, it helps you figure out what's not yours and what, you know, what is just you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Really, well, interesting how that works. Like, just getting connected to your own body, like in that more intentional way.
Yeah. Well, I think too, like, if you look at things like, you know, like what does sexual energy really like symbolize? And to me, it's more of like your creative force, right? So if you're like running this like creative force through your body, I would imagine it would like open things up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like create on like an
energy.
Yeah, like create on an energetic level. So like if you're running creative energy through your heart, maybe it makes your heart expand, or at least that's how I feel, you know? I think like we got to look at things on all levels. So if you're looking at your energy and kind of running this like kundalini creative force through your body, I think all it's going to do is really expand you and open you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think, I mean, that's a pretty positive way of being. I mean, I don't know. I just feel overall, I feel better from doing like a practice every day, you know? So, I mean,
yeah,
that's all I'm looking for.
I mean, I think you're definitely somebody who has routine around this kind of work. And I think that's interesting because I just, yeah.
Why?
Well, just because, like, do you think, I don't know, I have a tendency to like not do anything every day, I guess. not like anything, period, but just like I'm not gonna do the same things every day. I feel like that's boring or something. or like I'll do things if I feel like called to do them, you know, or there's an opportunity to do it. But I'm not like every single day I need to do like these kind of energetic work things, like, what, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
do you ever think it's too much, like too much manifestation and shit, like
too much sex energy? Never.
No, just more like too much, like, I don't know, focus on that area or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I just kind of try to do, I've been trying to be more in the present moment and like what feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I do, like, for example, every day I work out, like, yeah, I know I feel better if I work out. I feel shittier if I don't work out. Therefore, Pete works out, you know, like
it's the same type of thing.
Yeah, so like, but on the other hand, it's like then a lot of times I overanalyze and think like, am I like creating this program in my brain where like I rely on having to work out to feel good? You know, like me doing that pattern in a disciplined way, is that like creating a deeper pattern, you know?
That's kind of what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. But right now, it feels good.
Yeah, sure.
You know what it is, too? Like, my job, I don't, like, I drive around, I check on a couple of things. I have a lot of downtime. So, yeah, like, I'll do, like, what's a half an hour of, like, breathing and prayer if it makes me feel better. If I have, you know, 5 hours to do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why people, like, you know, set aside 20-30 minutes to meditate every day. It's the same kind of thing, but I just think that this is interesting because it is like, yeah, it's definitely more engaging, I guess. There's like more to do than there, yeah, but, you know, in meditation it's kind of like you really have to deal with your thoughts, you know.
Yeah, but like I also am like a big person on like efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I remember like when I first started like getting into this stuff, it's like I needed like an hour ritual sometimes to like kind of find balance, whatever that meant, you know? It's like I do this thing and I feel good, and I've like, I don't really even meditate anymore, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I feel pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel pretty like in flow state throughout my day. You know? So, I mean, if this is like the most, I try to find like the most efficient thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And I think, I don't know. I just think it's cool. I think it's interesting. I'm excited to talk to the healer in a couple weeks, I guess. I don't know. Is there anything else? Like, I guess since you do this kind of practice every day, like, what would you say was so much different about going to someone else and having a session with them?
I think there is an aspect to any of this work that you kind of need somebody to hold the space for you.
Right.
You know, like, I think, like, on a certain level, there's always going to be, like, judgment from yourself on anything you're doing. So, sure. Like, if somebody's, like, sincerely holding space for you, I think it just allows you to get to a deeper level of, like, vulnerability. And through that deeper level of vulnerability, you're, like, more aware. You know? So, I think when you're – I think, like, even when I do, like, clearing work for people, depossession work, a lot of times it's, like, you know, I was taught that, like, the awareness – is what allows you to like release a lot of stuff, you know? So like, if I'm doing clearing with you, I've done work with you and stuff, and I'm like, you know, what does this energy feel like? Right? So like, it's like the awareness that lets you be aware of it, like that it's holding in you, or it's holding some energetic pattern. So, like, I think when you have somebody else to kind of just let you be authentically whatever you're feeling, you know, I think, like, you can't acknowledge certain things by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same.
I definitely think that. And I think that's why, like, I don't know. We can get into some other stuff maybe later. But I think you're exactly right. Because I think that if you're in your head at all, like, being, like, trying to do this work, but you're having like shame and like doubt, and you're like, even am I doing this right? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the question that comes up for me a lot, which or, like totally holds me back.
Yeah, or if you don't use it, you lose it.
Okay.
That was a joke. Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I like spaced. I was like trying to I was trying to get to a point in my mind, and you said something, and I was just like, huh? Like, sorry. I really just missed. I don't even know what you said.
Okay, forget it. Yeah, no, I mean, now I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. You need someone else to hold the space for you sometimes. That's what we were talking about.
Okay, yeah, you need somebody to hold the space for you, yes. Right? So yeah. You, because I was thinking about it.
Can watch you without like judging you, then it's, I think it's easier to feel like safe to not judge yourself.
Yeah, well, it's even like
you get to thinking all these thoughts about like, am I doing this right? Like, you know, oh, like, ugh, like that doesn't feel good. And then you can kind of like stop yourself or block yourself from getting beneath whatever it is that makes you like cringe or.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, no, but like especially in terms of like sex, because it's such like a taboo and like, you know, restrictive like thing to work with, you know, because of like religion and like how you're supposed to be. And it's like if you're having these feeling, just having the feeling is creating like a shame and guilt with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, oh, this isn't right because the church says it, or this isn't right because society says it, or, you know, so
we've definitely gotten into this before, how, like, the more, shame you feel about sex, it's like it almost produces more, I don't know, like perversion or something, or like it like corrupts your sexuality to have all the shame around it. So you actually have to
and then it creates like kinks and stuff like that, because
things that are worse than, like, things that are actually not good, unhealthy relationships to sex, like addictions or perversions, I guess is the best word I can use. I don't know, like, I don't want to really get into all the different ways people can be like fucked up sexually, but like, it's a good thing to work with. Like you said, I think you said it's efficient.
Yeah.
Like, it is. It is. I can definitely say that.
Yeah, but I think, like, sex is also, like, the most primal energy, and, like, I think it's the fastest way to, like, your unconscious mind, too. You know? Like, I don't know. Like, I felt a lot from this session. You know? Like, it just felt like just a lot of energy move that, like, was, like, sitting, like, dormant within me. You know? Like, I still feel a shift from Sunday. Like, I feel a difference.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So, like, but I think the thing is, I think it was, like, the first time, like, I really, like, kind of, like, surrendered to, like, somebody else, like, doing the work and, like, holding the space with that type of energy as well, because it's such a, like, creative, powerful energy when it's, like, harnessed. You know, that's why, like, people always say, like, sex magic and stuff works the best for manifestation, because it's such, like, a creative, godlike energy. You know, it's the most raw, like, creative force. So, I don't know. It was a lot. I look forward to talking to her.
Yeah, cool. That'll be cool. What else is going on?
Life, I don't know, you know. I do a lot of clearings. I had a lot of clearings recently, like a lot of house clearings coming up that were kind of weird, you know. I was telling somebody the other day about a story how, like, this lady called me for a clearing. She was like, her son wouldn't sleep in his room. They're having, like, all these issues. And, like, she called me on a Monday, and I did the clearing on, like, a Saturday. So, like, every day, if I was doing, like, prayers or whatever, I would see this, like, being in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed up as the entity that was in the house.
I, like, love this. I love this story. I think this is kind of funny.
But it's like he knew that I was coming?
Yeah, he knew. He knew you were coming. I don't know. Like, that freaks me out so much, kind of, because, like, what does that mean about, like, time? And I don't know. Like, where do these things come from? How do they get stuck in your house? Like, you know. Anyway, what did he look like? Like, what were you seeing in your, like, meditation?
He looked like if a man had an octopus for a head.
Okay, like the guy from, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And actually, there was two entities in the house.
Okay.
And one looked like almost like Alien, like the classic Alien type mm-hmm. being from the movie, you know, like the creepy one with Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And he had, like, tentacles, and he had a tentacle in one of the sons, right? And then I cleared him, and it kind of looked like almost like energetically they showed me, like, I don't know if you ever watched Stranger Things.
Not really, but.
But, like, almost like spider webs filling the house.
Hmm.
And, like, he was there for a while, and then then this other octopus being, originally I thought the thing that was bigger, because the alien thing looked huge, you know, like a size of a car almost. And I thought he was like,
so insane if you were just like, just so you know, like if I don't know, if this wasn't the kind of shit that we talked about, like, I don't know. It's just so wild and bizarre and like out there to me that you were seeing these things, like, and then you go and you meet them in this house, you know. I don't know. It just sounds like crazy talk, but
yeah, it was weird. I mean, it's funny because it's like, I don't know if like back in the day when I used to do this, if I was scared. Like, I don't remember being scared necessarily, like maybe weirded out, but like I don't remember necessarily being scared. But it's like when I'm sitting there, like I was sitting there and I'm creating sacred space and I just feel this thing like almost like breathing on me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like thinking like in my head, I'm like, should I be scared? Like, why am I not scared? I mean, I guess I have the awareness that it's like, in a sense, it's like it can't really do anything to me. You know, at least I don't think so.
No, I think you're probably, like you said, you were sitting there creating sacred space. I think it probably can't. I think you're protected. At least that's what I think. Because, like, here's the thing. I've never seen a ghost. I've never seen, like, anything supernatural, really. I mean, I get very clear, like, vibes.
Yeah.
Or, like, energies, I guess. Like, but I've never, like, seen anything, like, creepy or even that, anything I would consider, like, ghostly. And I've kind of tried, honestly. I've gone on, like, tours and things and, like, I don't know. I think either there's something that I'm like just closed off to it and I really don't want to see that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like demons and things. Like I probably don't, I'm not very open to that, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Like I said, I get plenty of energy. I can read, you know, a situation just fine. Like I've been in places where I'm like, this feels haunted, but you know, like, I don't know. Does that not happen to you where you're like, this place just feels like it's haunted, but that's as far as it ever goes. So I don't know. I kind of think it would be natural to be scared. I'm sure I would be scared if these kinds of, I don't know, whatever entities are like coming to you.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, sure.
I kind of feel like you're lying.
No, I don't know. Like it doesn't feel real in a sense. Like I know, I don't know. Because I always used to, like, think, like, all right, if I'm clearing a house and there's, like, spirits that are stuck, right? I always thought, like, I was doing the right thing. Like, I'm helping them pass on, like, go into the light.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started to think, like, what if I'm not? Like, what if I'm...
What if you're just throwing them out there into fucking limbo?
No, but, like, what if I'm, like, no, or, like, say, like, you look at the, like... the view of like we're stuck here and we have to kind of escape the wheel of like samsara, which I don't know if I really believe that anymore. I'm kind of drifting away from that belief. Like I used to really side with the Gnostics, but it just doesn't resonate with me to feel like we're stuck here. You know, like, I don't know. I think there has to be a certain, like if we're God in some form or another, like how can we really be stuck anywhere without our choice? Like, I think we always have a choice, you know, every but moment.
Every single moment you have.
Yeah. No, but like, you know, cause I used to think, then I went through this whole time period where I was like, am I putting these beings back into the wheel? You know, like, am I working for the wrong side? You know, like,
oh gosh. Oh, that's such a weird line of thought, but yeah, I can see how you would think that and be like, what if I'm just like, I'm just moving them from over here and putting them. It's like, if you, you know, get rid of a spider in your house or whatever, and you put it back outside, it's like, you're just sending it back out there to the wolves. Like,
you know? Yeah. Well, like a deity that I work with a lot, believe it or not. And I don't really have necessarily a strong, I guess I do, cause I work with them, but, is the god Amun-Ra. He's like the sun god of the Egyptians. He's like the father god because he's like the god of order. So like if I deal with like an extra interdimensional entity, like the thing that was at this lady's house,
yeah,
it just seems like it's out of order. So he puts things back into order because he's not supposed to be in this universe or dimension or whatever. So then I always think, like, am I just like putting things in order? Because it's not like they're not supposed to be affecting these people in this home. You know, like, I don't know. And then it just kind of makes me feel weird that I'm just like somebody's cleanup, you know, like. I know that's probably a weird way of thinking, but I just think like if we are supposed to escape this reality, am I just like putting people back in?
I don't know. And maybe that's just what's going to happen anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I was talking to you about like the idea that time is a flat circle and how we're just destined to like repeat the same things over and over again, like eternal return.
Yeah.
I have a like I'm fascinated by this idea and I do feel kind of drawn to it, like, but also I don't know, I do hate the idea of just repeating things over and over again, more or less, like, even if it's not in a literal sense, but just like, I don't know, just the idea that time repeats itself. And, you know, if that is the case, then it's the same as what you're saying. Like, we're, you know, that being, whatever it is, didn't belong here, needed to be put back into his like regular orbit. And like, that was going to happen eventually anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you will put him back into his orbit probably an infinite number of times. But then at the same time, okay, so if this goes on forever, isn't there still like room for anything to happen? Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe you repeat the same things, but like also new things are added, you know, just because. Yeah. I feel like if you repeat the same thing enough times, there's always like, I don't know, there's always room for something else. Like,
well, I mean, there has to be like
the probability is it's like that it won't go the same way.
Yeah. You know? I mean, there has to be an infinite number of universes with an infinite number of experiences. Like, yeah. So I think, but whatever I don't get is that like, yeah, but like, what makes you be here? Like, why are you in this one right now?
I guess I want to be.
Yeah. I don't know. You think it's that simple?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I remember like when I had like one of the first.
Does that sound dumb? Like, probably.
No.
Probably just like I chose to do this right now.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's an unconscious.
I don't think I've done this before, you know.
No, I think wherever I am right now, I think is a new, it's like a new timeline, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. Because this doesn't feel familiar to me.
Yeah, so like I have
definitely learning whatever we're doing here.
Well, I had an experience one time when I was like doing healing work. I actually, so my aunt and my little cousin had a lot of like anxiety issues and stuff like that. So my aunt asked me to do like a healing with her and my cousin, and I'm driving there and I keep feeling this spirit. I felt like something was going to shift, right? And I felt this spirit. He's like a Hindu guru. His name's Sai Baba, right? Mm-hmm. And I call him in when I do sacred space and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm driving and he's just showing up in my mind's eye and he's just laughing. That's all he's doing.
Okay.
He's not telling me why or like what is coming or whatever, but he's just laughing. Mm-hmm. And so I go to my cousin's house and I do a healing on my little cousin, which I thought was going to be the big like reveal or whatever. Yeah. And I do it. It goes well, whatever, but it's nothing crazy happens. And then I go to do work on my aunt and I feel like she has like stuff going on with her, and I do the healing. And as I'm like drumming, I just get this whoosh of energy and I feel my grandma And like, I feel like I have this like ego death experience where like, it's like a oneness. And I feel the guide, the guru. Mm-hmm. And I just have this awareness of like, I've been here before.
Yes.
And like, it just like I just keep doing this cycle and it's like a big joke.
And they're all just kind of like laughing. Like,
my grandma wasn't laughing, but he was laughing.
Yeah.
And it just was like,
that's kind of beautiful. I don't know. I don't think they're laughing.
It was terrifying to me, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It was like this door opened and I had this awareness of like, you know, I've been here. Like, I do this over and over again. And it just never really happened again. I had, like, another ego death experience, but it was just...
It was different.
Yeah, it's just, like, you feel this, like... You, like, feel this, like, terrifying awareness come on. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm, like, all is one. You know, that type of, like, thought.
Yeah, I understand.
And then it, like, it's, kind of passes, scary, like, and then you... What?
I think, like, I was just gonna say, like, it's kind of scary, but I think it's also kind of a relief. I don't know.
Like, yeah, because I think you move into the peacefulness, like, oh, it's okay, after you feel terrified.
Yeah.
Because your ego is aware that it's not real.
Yes.
You know, and that's why I think, like, things like, and
it probably doesn't have to keep happening. Like, yeah. I don't know. You, like, you kind of have like healed that thing in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, but then like,
caused you to like feel this, like, I don't know, it's like working through something. I don't know. They definitely feel like, here's the thing. Like, you had this kind of good thing happen. At least it wasn't bad, you know. Like, you did this like work on your family, and then, you know, like, that's a good thing. There's nothing, you know, it, to me, like, the ego death, at least when I felt that sort of oneness with everything, it's usually like I'm the most like broken down.
What sound?
I don't know. It stopped. But it was coming from you.
I don't know.
Sorry. But yeah, it's been like, I'm like broken down and like messed up and kind of, yeah, it's always come out of like some really negative experience that, that like needs to be healed, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess, I just think it's interesting how it seemed like kind of this mundane, almost like routine sort of thing that you would do. Is the thing that is one of the things that would tip you off to the idea that you've like done this before, you've been this, you've been here before, everything's the same, kind of. I don't know. That's just interesting to me that it was such a like basic kind of thing for you to do.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't, that's why, like,
and not like something that like took a huge emotional like toll on you, you know?
Yeah, but I was thinking about even like different things that we like kind of accept in certain ways, but like, what's the truth behind them? You know, like, I think about also like the whole new age type movement, because I feel like if it's moving us to be like more or less egoic, then like, are we less likely to fight like the powers that be if they're doing something wrong? Or like, even like mushrooms, like, if it's like, I think about, like, I know I'm saying like a lot, but I think I
influence that on other people because I say it so much.
Yeah.
It's just a filler. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, I'm just, like, trying to think, you know? But what I was going to say is, like, we are, you know, being more positive or, like, love and light. Right. So it when you, all right, I got a great comparison. Hold on. When I'm alone, like, Mondays are my day off pretty much during the day. My kids go to school and I'm all alone. So it's like, I am feeling so good because I'm alone. I could do whatever I want. I have no responsibility, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like Monday,
that's a great day.
Yeah. Monday, when my kids come home, it's so much harsher when they come home that day, because it's like, I've been used to like not having to deal with anybody. And then like all this responsibility comes back into me. Right. Yeah. So now if you look at it in terms of like the love and light bullshit, it's like, if we are always focusing on, oh, we got to choose our thoughts and feel better.
Choose our thoughts. Yeah, and be happy
and be positive.
I can't do it. I'm a negative bitch. Like, I can't help it.
But what I'm saying is, like, when things go wrong, it's so much harder.
Yeah.
Because, so it's like, we're, as a society, is, like, getting more and more unable to deal with, like, adversity.
No.
No.
Well, we love adversity, actually. You know, like, we love, like, discord and arguing and that sort. Like, we love it on sort of a superficial level. Like, we want petty shit to, like, be mad about. But when it comes to, like, the kinds of things you're talking about, yeah, I think we're kind of pussies, just to put it bluntly. Like, well, you know?
Yeah, but that's a problem. I mean, you gotta, like, nature, like, reality exists. You know, like,
you love to say it doesn't, though. What are you talking about? I'm confused.
The physical reality exists. I don't know. I talk in circles, you know?
Oh my God.
I'm still trying to figure it out, Ruby. I don't have it all figured out yet.
I'm just saying what you would say to me, which is that it doesn't exist. It's not real.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's not. I mean, it feels less and less real. I mean, I think we exist maybe on some level, but like the made up shit that we see in like social media and stuff, it doesn't really exist. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm looking around right now and it. There's stuff here. Like, this is real. what I mean?
Yeah, that's what somebody who worked for the inside would say. Maybe you're a double agent just sent here to podcast.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, like, maybe this is just the Truman Show or the Pete Truman Show.
Oh. I really don't like that idea. That makes me really sad.
Really?
Yeah, I hate that idea. That's a sad movie. It's a terrible story. Like, I don't know.
Why is it sad? Like, why do you think it's sad? I'm not saying it's not. I'm just...
Yeah, no, because, like, he thought he had genuine, like, experiences and connections with people, and like he thought he had a whole life, and he was just like the butt of the joke at the end of it, you know? Like, he was just, I don't know. Isn't that sad to you? Just the idea that like everyone around you and everything you know is a lie, and everyone is in on it except for you. Like, that's so cruel.
I kind of feel like that's true. Except that everybody's in on it.
Yeah, I don't think that everyone's in on it. I think there's other players, you know? Like, there's other people who... There are definitely people who are, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but everybody is kind of living their own perception.
Yeah.
So in a way, isn't that a lie? Because it's not your reality.
No, because they don't know that they're lying.
You don't think so?
I think there's some people who are in on it, and then there's other players who probably don't know. They're just out here like you, you know? But then that's the whole like simulation analogy that like of like NPCs, and like that gets on my nerves. Like, I don't think about it like that really. But if I had to like explain it, I think a lot of us are here. We're playing the game. We don't really know why, or like, and yeah, like our experiences and perceptions are very different from each other, but we don't really understand or know that because there's other, there's all these other like, you know, factors and things that were put here to like define things for us. You know what I mean? Like we didn't, yeah. We don't know how to describe anything that we see as blue besides the word blue. So we could see blue totally differently, like, you know, you and I, but because there's no other real word for it and I can't see in your brain and you can't see in mine, you know, it's just what I see is blue and what you see, you know, as blue, we call it the same thing, but we have no idea if it's the same thing. It's not, so you're not lying, you know, you're not lying and telling me it's blue. You know, it's green, you know,
like, yeah, but I mean,
it would be different and like nefarious if you knew some, you know, that everything was different than how I perceived it, but you don't.
Yeah. But do you think there's some aspect of you that knows it's like not necessarily true? It's like 9/11, right? I always think of like the time they found the terrorist passports, right? Like, oh, we believe that this plane hit the building and melted the steel, blew everything up, and knocked down two twin towers. Here's the terrorist passport.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, there's
Is
people...
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
I do not remember this.
Yeah. There's people who believe that, right? But I think
that the wallet or whatever, like it just happened to fall out of their back pocket and burned and melted.
Regardless, it's like there's people who are more comfortable with believing that than believing the truth.
Yeah, sure.
So, and that goes on any level or any other circumstance.
Someone sees something that they don't want to see, though.
Well, nobody wants to believe the hard truth, you know? And I'm not saying anything's necessarily true, because I don't know the answer. But it's just like critical thinking, you know? It's like anything that's in the media, it's like, what is the truth? You know? So then, like, look at yourself. Like, what are we believing that we know is true just because it feels more safe?
Well, but you can't know what you don't know.
I don't know though, but I think there's a level of us that like,
or like, how important is it to you, you know? Like, how important is knowing the truth about, I don't know, like,
I like, for me, I feel like it's
like on all when it comes to anything,
I feel like for me, I think it's everything. I feel like that's all I ever wanted.
There aren't just things that you don't like care about though. You know, like sports or whatever. Like you don't, I mean, you know the NFL like kind of conspiracy theories that are out there, but like you don't care about the truth of that, right?
I don't know. Like I feel like I would want to know the truth if I could.
Yeah.
But even if it's stuff I don't necessarily care about. You know, because I feel like that's, in a way, that's what I think everybody wants, that because it's like they form their own truth based off of what they believe. So it's like they want to be the one that's right. You know, like I'm choosing the right side.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of how it works. That sounds so dumb when you put it like that, though, Pete. Like,
why?
Like, no, like, you're making a point, and I get what you're making. I'm just saying it's, like, it makes us all sound stupid. Like, oh, I just want to be right, so, like, I want to know the truth so I can be the right one. Like, that just sounds so childish, and, like, gosh. If it's
Yeah,
like,
well, that's why they could still divide us. That's why they could still divide us.
Yeah, shit.
Because everybody wants
deep, like I can feel that energy within myself of like just wanting to be right.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually right,
What do you, you don't believe in science? Like, I feel like I would hear somebody say that. Like, you don't believe in science?
Yeah. Things like that.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, that's something I don't care about. I don't, like, need to know the truth about science when it comes to pretty much anything. Because, like you said, like, I don't need to, I don't know. I don't know. That just doesn't seem important to me. And I do think that whatever we can scientifically prove, like, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. So maybe I don't believe in science. Maybe that's what I just figured out. Like, I just don't believe in it. So that's why it's not important.
Yeah, but I think, like, yeah. what if these, like, dualistic things are really just about, like, organizing us? Like, you know, your belief is this, your belief is that, and then, like, once there's controlled groups, you can control us better, maybe? I don't know.
Sure, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure there's, like, a pretty simple reason for divide, I guess, just to keep us busy and occupied. I don't know. It probably is, like, just as simple as controlling, like, putting us into groups so they can control us with whatever particular, like, mind control program, you know? It's probably just, like, a filing system.
Well, I think, like, nature, like, the more complex it gets, the more organized it gets. So it's like, I don't know. I think, like, I was thinking about, like, you ever see, like where people do, like, almost like a group manifestation? Like, actually, I was just listening to Jessa Reed. Her episode was called, like, Don't Be Corn.
Yeah.
And she was, like, her story she shares, like, people sending her, like, corn, like, manifesting in their reality. Like, I mean, oh,
corn everywhere, but yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you're driving and there's a big ear of corn on the side of the road. And then she, like.
Right. That's random.
So I think, like, what is that really? Like, a synchronicity? Or is there, like, some sort of, like, self-organizing mechanism in our reality?
Yeah, that's an argument for the simulation, for sure.
And then, like, it, like, yeah, it, like, just puts us into groups based on our frequency. Like, so if we're all manifesting on this, like, group frequency that resonates with Jessa Reed and, like, what she says.
If people listen to a podcast, you, like, yeah, if everyone listening to a podcast is thinking about ears of corn, yeah, they'll start to appear in your reality. Like, sure. It's the same, that's, and I think that's really cool. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It just, you know, like, I think that's how memes happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody has seen, like, this same, like, image, and, like, that particular image communicates a certain feeling of an experience, you know? And then, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, what is the purpose behind that? Like, what's the purpose of the mechanism? I don't know. I think everything has a purpose.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think there are signs, you know? I think, you know, one thing I think about, because I really like the internet, right? I do. And, you know, a lot of, you hear all the time that, you know, people don't connect with each other the same way. And it's like social media has ruined, like, human connection and, you know, like, all, like, you've heard those kinds of things about how, you know, people don't date the same way, they don't meet new people the same way, you have friends online that you have never met and might never meet, like, you know what I mean? But yeah. And I just think, like, you know, there's there's that argument or like conspiracy theory that they want us to be separate. They're trying to break down like the family unit and, you know, the potential for people to, you know, probably organize and affect any kind of real change in the world. Like if you can keep people from, you know, being together physically in a room or having to stay 6 feet apart or whatever, you know, you can you can control people more easily. Like those kinds of things, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm making a point. I'm getting at a point. I'm just like laying the foundation, I
guess. I'm listening.
Not taking so long. But I think that as humans, we need connection. So we're just figuring out new ways to do that. You know, like, okay, so we can't physically in the 3D see each other because we cannot yet, like, time travel or whatever. We can't, like, fly. So, I don't know. So we figure out other ways to connect through, like, yeah, synchronicities or shared, like, virtual experiences. And, yeah, like, I don't know. We're evolving to create this new form of connection that's more like kind of psychic, and like maybe we're developing telepathy right now. You know, I just think that humans are, and the brain is really fucking powerful. And if you try to like limit it in one way, it's gonna figure out a different way to get its needs met or to grow and evolve.
Yeah.
Because it has to. Like human consciousness has to like constantly expand. So like everything does.
So yeah,
like,
well,
they try to limit us in this one area and keep us all online all the time. Like we're just gonna figure out a new way to like navigate that, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I mean maybe the internet was created to kind of like sideswipe like telepathy or like what
but that's what I'm saying, like the opposite's happening.
Yeah, well I mean over time
that's probably not the intention of it, but like in a way, in a backwards way, it's still happening anyway. I think the internet is more about like, you know, surveillance probably than I think it is like obviously a really good way to like get propaganda out there, but yeah, I also think it's probably more about just like watching us and what we do so they can predict our like moves, and learn about like how to sell us stuff. Like, yeah, exactly. That's the main thing it's for. I don't think it's really that deep. You know,
yeah.
The internet's there to sell us stuff and figure out how to like make us pay attention longer to something that doesn't matter. You know, like
yeah,
like that's all. Like yeah, that's all it's for mostly. I don't know. I think I'm not afraid of the machines. You know, I'm really not.
No, I don't think they're no. They can't even figure out automated phones. I still have problems when I just hang up.
Oh, so. You mean like
press one? Representative, you know,
yeah.
When you have to yell representative and they say, what did you say? Please repeat yourself.
Yeah, I get really frustrated with those too. Probably because I don't know. You can't fit me in a fucking box. Like, maybe I need to select 2 and 3, bitch. Like, why can't I do that?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, like, you know what I hate the most?
There's not an option for what I need from you right now. And then it's like, well, if we can't help you, get online. It's like, if I could have done this on, you think I would have made this call if I could do it online? Like,
no, you know what I hate the most?
Like, when they direct you to a fucking website from the phone, I'm like, This is why it doesn't work. This is why the machines will never win, because they don't know, like they cannot meet our fucking needs. Like they can't figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, it's like the self-checkout lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every time I go on that line, because I hate going on it unless there's nobody there. Then I go on it and it's like you have to call over like customer support every time I do it. It's like, what's the purpose of having this if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
You know? And like now, like you go to, I don't even go to Home Depot anymore because they like record you while you're doing it. And it's like,
yeah, they do that at Walmart too.
Yeah, the two shittiest stores in the world. Yeah,
and Target. Target, I think their self-checkout also records you, which I really don't like that. And I don't think I really go to any of those places, but
yeah, I only
go to It's very strange that like you need to record me while I'm checking out my stuff. I guess it's, I think it's an anti-theft thing. I kind of doubt like anyone's out there watching it, you know. I think it's more of a deterrent.
See, I think the opposite. I think there's a guy in Home Depot who has like a whole reel of me checking out and watches it every day before when he wakes up, just to remember me.
You just want to be adored.
Yeah, that's all. I have a praise kink.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just think like, I don't know. I'm kind of curious about like why those things happen. Like, what's the purpose of synchronicity? Like, I used to think one thing, but I don't know. I think maybe it's all just us. I don't know. Like, I was even thinking back to like having a community and stuff like that, because I actually really like listening to like Jesus people sometimes, just to have like a
like preachers,
just like total opposite like perspective. Like I think I sent you the podcast that I was listening to last night. It's this lady who was like super like new age starseed turned born again Christian.
That's fascinating. We've talked about that before, like how interesting that is and like why yeah. in the world, like. Anyway, go ahead.
So. No, I like listening to, like, it goes back to what we were talking about before in terms of, like, everybody being love and light all the time and not having to deal with adversity. Like, I think you need people. See, like, my answer for being in a community has always been, like, oh, I don't like other people. Like, I'd rather be alone because I don't want to deal with other people's bullshit. But on the other hand, it's like maybe you need other people's bullshit to like kind of check you.
Well, I feel like if you live in a community that you are dealing with other people's bullshit, like that is the deal.
No, I know. But in general, well, like you go into these like
you don't have to deal with like the public as much. I don't know.
Yeah.
Your public's just smaller. Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing. Yeah. But
well,
still, I'm just saying you do that regardless. Like we need that.
Well, like, I've been part of, like, spiritualist churches and stuff like that, and it's always, like, some bullshit comes up about somebody's shit that, like, the group has to deal with, that when they're supposed to be these healed people, or, like...
That's just people... not reality, man.
No, I know. But I held, you know, because I think I try to hold myself to a certain standard, and not that I'm there, but it's, like, I definitely put pressure on myself to kind of... always be try to be as deeply aware of myself as I can be. So I think I just expect that from other people, or I used to expect that, but I think like now I've realized that like you need people who aren't on your level, you know, because you got to see everybody's perspective. And it goes even to like holding space for people. Like if you can hold space for somebody else, you can learn to hold space for yourself. I don't know. It always goes back to the same bullshit. Everything's a reflection of self. You know, and the people that bother you are really just some sort of deep-seated issue within you.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think I guess I'm still kind of stuck on this idea that, like, you kind of do need that level of like interaction, and I don't know, I think we kind of seek out petty fights and like I don't know bring our shit into whatever group we are a part of, you know.
Yeah, well, I think we of like need that. I think of like my father who's retired. It's like he only has the voices in his head he talks to. So it's like there's nobody telling him he's like shot, you know? That's why he has to come to me so I could tell him he's shot, you know?
Okay.
So I think like if you don't have those outside voices to
like,
check.
You're full of shit right now. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like he doesn't have. He doesn't have
you
that.
You get into a lot of trouble. Like if you and you, I don't know. I mean. What? Yeah, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble if you're just like in your own head and don't listen to anybody. You know, you really I think, yeah, you can convince yourself or lead yourself down any path. And yeah, you need outside influence. You need people to like tell you when you're fucking up. And yeah, I don't know. I maybe I just like, you know, gossip and drama and like I just think it makes life more interesting, I guess.
What makes life more interesting? What do you mean?
Like drama and like gossip and like little, you know, little political kind of things that go on within any social group, you know. I think that makes life more interesting. And maybe that's toxic of me, I guess. Maybe it is, but I don't care. Like, I am who I am, you know. I don't I think it makes life more interesting. I mean, I don't like groups though, really, and I don't have a lot of friends, so I do like limit who gets to come to me with their bullshit, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess if that's who you are.
You're like, that does sound fucking toxic, Ruby.
No, I mean, I don't know. Like, I always go back and forth with, like, you know, what is who you are? And then what is, like, just bullshit that you're, like, drama and you're, like, shit that you're bringing out. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
Like, what is, like, where's the line of, like, where you find authenticity?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's the answer?
Well, I'm thinking, I guess, like, okay, I don't think I'm particularly judgmental towards other people, like on a deep level. I know I'm not really judging anyone. And I think there's a part of it that is my purpose in this world, like to be sort of a mediator or to hold space for people to like, yeah, work their shit out. Sort of, you do it in one way. I think I kind of do it in a different way. Yeah. So I guess like, if I feel like a situation is draining or annoying or whatever, like I'm not gonna like put myself or invest myself into that. I'll probably take a step back and be like, I don't know what's going on over there, but that's not my fucking problem. But that being said, there are plenty of, I don't know. Yeah. Like I'll start some drama in my life. Like, you know, if I'm bored, I know that that's not a good thing, but I've definitely seen myself do that. And I think that's also pretty like inauthentic and toxic or whatever. Those things I have, you know, issues with, but, but if I'm just like, yeah, mediating a situation between people or being a wall for someone to like bounce their thoughts and ideas off of, and like, I don't know, people come to me for advice and like I go to other people for advice with my like issues and, you know, the things going on in my life. And I think it's important, and I think it is part of who I am, on the sense of like that's what my purpose is in a way to be for people. And you know, when I say I like gossip and drama, I that's kind of I don't know. Yeah, that's just sort of a silly way of putting it, I guess, but I don't know, I think that's just part of it, you know. Yeah, this is part of the whole purpose thing. But yeah, if I'm just being mean, or yeah, I don't know, trying to start shit because I'm bored, like that's yeah, that's probably the line where I'm like, that's a problem. Like, that's inauthentic.
Yeah, but how do you know, like, the difference between, like, being authentic and, like, your attachments to certain, like, desires or wants?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on the situation, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't all, you, the answer is that you don't. Like, you don't always know.
That sucks.
You usually find out later.
What?
Like, after the thing has happened and you've had some time from it, you can usually see, like, oh, wow, I was really caught up in, like, controlling the situation that I lost sight of, like, the truth, you know? Or I was really, yeah, like, I had everything fucked up. I was not seeing clearly. You know, do you ever, like, get in a fight with somebody and you're, like, you, like, double down on whatever your opinion is and make the fight worse and it becomes this bigger thing and you look back and you're like, wow, I really didn't care that much and I was just like, yeah, you're just being,
I don't know, like, I don't know, like, I think, like, I don't care enough. Or maybe
you never, you never do, you never fight with people?
No, I fight with people, but I think to me, like, I fight with people for probably worse reasons. Like, I don't fight with people to, like, prove a point. I more fight with people to make them off balance.
Damn, that's kind of dark.
Yeah, I'm fucked up.
What do you want? That's what I'm saying. So we, like...
Like, I don't really care about, like, somebody's view of something.
Right.
Like, I think I'm open to whatever people view. Because everybody has...
Like, a personal thing where someone, like, misinterpreted something you said or something you did.
Well, I...
Then,
like,
you're gonna care to defend yourself and be like, no, like, fuck you. You know?
I don't know. But like,
then looking
I,
back, you might find that you were wrong.
See, like, I think, like, I have my opinion and it doesn't... Like, I don't care what anyone else's opinion is.
Hmm. I only believe that a little bit. I'm like, maybe, but...
No, but, like any... Like, you could look, think of any, like, social topic. Like, you have your opinion. I have my opinion. Like, why do
That's a different thing, though. When you're talking about, like...
An argument? Opinion. Why? It's the same thing. Like, what are you arguing with some... Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what I'm arguing with somebody
about. I know. That's not... Yeah, it's too vague, I guess. But I guess I just... I'm really just meant, like... I think there are, I don't know. I do think.
You do know.
I think that you, like, your ego, and when I say your, I mean, like, the, all of us, it wants to control how you're perceived, right? Like, you want, most people, most egos strive for, like, being perceived as, like, good and whatever, like, strong, you know, you want to be seen as, like, a good person and a good father and whatever. And if someone, like, okay, someone, like, I don't know, criticizes something you're doing as a parent or how much time you spend with your kids or something like that, you'd be like, it's none of your fucking business. Like, you know, you would defend it. Like, that's all I'm saying.
See, like, I don't know. Like, I think, like, when I got into more aggressive arguments or whatever, I think a lot of times I just really like the push and pull. Right. I don't really care about the fight. Like,
right.
Because I think everybody has their right to, like, their own opinion about things.
Sure.
You know? Like, I don't take it personal if you have a different belief than me.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, a girl about it, and I'm like, of course.
No, I mean, I think
of course I care what people think about me. Okay, like, of course I do.
But, like, also, like, I think, see, like, I feel like in my own life, like, me and my wife, like, what would I fight about her with? Maybe, like, like, our, like, belief around our kids, but I think we have pretty similar beliefs for the most part. I don't know. Like, I feel like the only place I really would fight with people probably is work, you know? And that's because
someone oversteps their, like, you know, if someone oversteps onto, like, your, whatever you're in control of, you know, like, if someone tries to tell you what to do and oversteps that, like, boundary, like, those kinds of things, is that the kind of shit you get upset about? Like,
what? Yeah, but, like, stuff like that, like, say, you know, I'm much more confrontational, and I'm much more, like, in a person's face. It's not a back and forth argument. I'm just saying. I'm trying to think of the last fight I got into in a job.
No, you just, like, tell someone how it is, and then that's it.
Yeah, if you don't like that, go fuck yourself.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Or, like, middle, you know, like, upper management, like, the corporate ass. I never
talk to anyone like that. I mean, I do. That's not entirely true, but it just, that's not my go-to.
Yeah, but it's different. I'm, like, blue-collar men, majority of the men, so it's, like,
yeah, I'm sure you, yeah, if you work with all men, I'm sure that's, like, a more effective way to, like, handle things.
Yeah, you want to fight about it? It's not at all
effective in my life.
No, but, like, I purposely, like, I'm trying to think of, like, so I would say, like, the corporate aspect of my field, like, you have these office people who are, like, safety and, like, the corporate aspect. I fight with them a lot still. Yeah. And most of those things, I'm more manipulative. Like, I just drop seeds, you know, just to, like, push a little button and have people think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I just like to argue. I don't know. I mean, I kind of do.
No,
I'm not the kind of person who's going to, like, go in someone's DMs and, like, start an argument because of something they posted or something like that. Like, I don't, like, just start fights out of nothing. But I like to play devil's advocate. So I look at the...
But I mean, that's...
I'll just take the other side just to be contrary, maybe.
Yeah, but, like, if you look at it like... Like what you just said, like the DMs, right? So, like, say somebody is anti-gun or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And which is definitely a hot topic. I used to, like, say something if I saw somebody post a story and I was like, this is just retarded, you know, like.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, I've done that. I'm not going to act like I haven't.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's like anything. Like, you could be anti-gun, but to say, like, there's no purpose to guns is just stupid. Like, anywhere in the history of the world, anytime there was a dictatorship, the first thing they do is take people's guns. You know? Like, even all the liberals who supported Ukraine and stuff like that, they wanted to send them guns. Like,
yeah, and well, yeah, guns and other things.
Listen, you could be anti-school shooter. Like, yeah, I'm not saying because okay, No, but, like, just because I want guns doesn't mean I want innocent people to get hurt.
Yeah.
But you could also have the common sense to say, listen, there is a positive to having guns. Okay? Like, regardless of what your opinion is, you know? But, like, if you respond to those people, it's like I said, everything's your personal view. So, like, if you have an experience that's negative and you associate guns with fear and you weren't around guns in your life, yeah, nobody's going to change your perspective of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was very anti-gun until I, like, shot a gun. And someone explained to me, like, because that's the thing, like, if someone who, you know, has guns and uses them and, like, knows what they're doing, they can, those are the people who can explain to you, like, why you should have a gun and why people should be able to have guns. And you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, the first it ever kind of occurred to me, like, yeah, it is kind of fucked up to, like, take someone's, like, you know, it's protection, it's hunting and food and, like, recreation. Like, it's just not right to take that away from people.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple to me. But, yeah, it kind of took like it's I don't particularly like to shoot guns. I have a tendency to close my eyes.
Perfect.
It's like the dumbest girl shit ever.
You should buy a six shooter and just walk around with it.
What's that, like a revolver?
Yeah, with like the old school.
Like yeah, no, I like shooting those. They're fun. Like I feel like I'm in the wild, 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 wild west. You know.
Yeah. What was the
field school?
What was the female like?
Annie Oakley? No.
Yeah.
Well, I think she had a shotgun. I don't know. Oh. I think she was a shotgun. But she might have had a revolver too. I don't know. I don't know that much about her. But yeah, I think it's cool. But I'm probably not the, I don't know that I need to have one. But I like that I have the right to. All this being said, there was a mass shooting last night. So.
Oh, perfect timing.
Perfect timing. But... Yeah. You know, I think that shit sucks. I'm not here to support that. That's fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. You don't have to lump everything into two fucking categories. You're not.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But that's what I'm talking about is like people get into these same matching frequencies, and then it's like you're easier to control.
Yeah. And I think that it's weird because there is such a thing as duality, right? Like I just think you can take anything and flip it on its head and divide people about it, you know. But I think in reality, there's so much more nuance to anything. Nothing's really black and white. Everything's shades of gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel about everything. And it's like, then it's not so hard to have the awareness that like, just because someone thinks we should have guns doesn't mean that they think it's okay for kids to get killed at school. No one thinks that's fucking okay.
Nobody.
Like literally no one thinks that's okay.
Yeah. Nobody.
I don't know.
It's just so weird. I don't know. I think it's just like, I don't know. Part of me thinks like, all this like social media and stuff is just creating these like, I don't know what you want to call them.
Like these extremes, like these two kind of extremes. Yeah. But then, like I said before, I think that there's also a lot happening that, you know, you see sort of the bridges being created to kind of, you know, you see people changing their minds over time or like becoming like less radicalized or, you know, like I feel like I see people who are like trying to bridge the gap between like you're with us or you're with the terrorists, like that kind of black and white mentality that a lot of people have about social issues.
Yeah.
I feel like there are a lot of people who are like, hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody has reasons and like different things that they care about, and that's okay. Like we don't have to be on the same page. Like there are a lot of people who think like that. So I think that if you get yourself convinced that we're being divided, that's what's going to be like that's what you're going to see happening, and you just can't let yourself like. That's just so pessimistic to me. I can't think like that.
Yeah, I just...
Like, I know that there is that happening, but I also see that there's people trying to, like, resist that. And, you know, yeah, I just can't allow myself to think, like, to believe that we're going to be divided. 'Cause I think at the end of the day, most people want the same things. And most people are good.
I think so.
Yeah.
I believe in us.
For sure.
I think we're going to make it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Like the Mary Tyler Moore theme song. I'm not going to sing it, but
can you, if please? You get it, you get it. I don't know what you're talking
about. You're going to make it after all. You know? Where she like throws up the hat.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
I don't think I have, but
it's like I guess like 70s, 60s, late 60s, 70s. I don't know. R.I.P. Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
I guess we can end it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Follow us on Spiritual Graffiti Pod. Please like, comment, share. You can tell, love us, hate us.
Yeah. Yeah. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Are we done? It's still recording.